Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hallett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Hallett. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani strikes out. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hayes to second, and Krivic is out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Moses reaches second base with a double. Brancato goes all the way around to score. Moses moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is hit by the pitch. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive to right field. Wright throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Miles goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Knott moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Moses reaches second base with a double. Knott scores. Brancato moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Buck Ross now pitching. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato scores. Moses moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Miles reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miles moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. 1 out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knott strikes out. 2 outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman is called out on strikes. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. Wright moves to second. 2 outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Miles reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Miles scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Brancato, and towards McCoy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 9-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McCoy goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 11-4, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Miles hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got two RBIs. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner pinch hits for Buck Ross. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive to center field. Miles throws towards McCoy. McCoy fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCoy. Wright scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. Krivic moves to second. It's 11-5, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Don Callaway now playing second base. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knott strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brancato moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-3 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Webb pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.